This is Katie Hart with Mission Network News, and today I've got Bill Passons on the line of AMG International. We're going to be talking about drought in the Caribbean with a specific look at Haiti. And Bill, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but Grand Bison in Haiti, that's where you guys have work. People there are severely affected by drought. Can you tell me what AMG is doing to help?
Yeah, so the drought had, you know, been in effect for a while. And so, you know, we took a multi-pronged approach. You know, as you know, there's temporary needs, obviously water with the drought. That's the most important thing, water for the people. But also then it affects the water for crops and for livestock. And so we helped to either put in or repair wells that were broken so that they could get access to fresh water. And then also that gave them access to water so that they could water their, at least minimally water their crops and also to water their livestock. So because really the effects are that not only do you not have water, but then it affects the food supplies, which then has both immediate effects, but then long-term effects as crops, you know, yield less.
Okay. And where, you know, we're about to enter hurricane season. It's just, you know, like a couple weeks away. So that's going to bring a lot of rain. But will that do anything to help? I mean, it's all salt water. So is it going to help the situation at all?
Yeah, well, obviously, if there's high concentration of salt water, that's not good. But usually the hurricanes coming through, the rain that comes with them does help. But really the effects, you know, we've been going and getting water. We've also helped with some food supplies because of, you know, the crops being down. Many people who may have been dependent on their own crops for their own food need some help, food supplements. And then also the prices of all the all of their goods goes up. And so there's definitely needs there. What we've been doing is we've been helping by increasing our feeding at our child youth development school there, and then, you know, helping distribute some dry goods as we can. So the rain coming will help, and it will help long term. And they have had some rain there, you know, in the recent months, which has helped some, but the ground is still, you know, pretty dry and pretty hard. And the yield that they're getting now because of the severeness of the drought is very limited. So the rain coming will help, obviously, in the long term, but it doesn't help in the short term, which is, you know, less yield, so less food. And then also the byproduct of that is that everything costs more. So people that already struggle, you know, with, you know, meeting their basic needs now have to pay more for the staples of life. And so, so the rain doesn't necessarily, you know, it doesn't alleviate all those problems.
And I understand your partner there in Haiti is making sure that every physical help is accompanied by the message of the gospel. Can you tell me more how those two go together?
Yes. I mean, you know, everything that we do, you know, we do because of, you know, our understanding of who Christ is and what he's done for us. And he has put that compassion in our hearts for other people. And so our partners there have the compassion for their neighbors. And so, you know, as they see the deep physical need with lack of water, they also are aware because they're from the community. They've seen the effects of sin and all the effects of the many things that are going on in those communities, the negative effects. They also know that they need the living water. They need the hope of Jesus Christ. And so as we give, we share that this is coming from people who love Christ, and, you know, they share that. And they also, as we gather them together to receive the goods, we share the good news, the message. But then also when we're just around in the community, it's not just a one-time event, you know. We're constantly checking on them. We're constantly showing them we care, and we're constantly using every opportunity we can just to share of the love and the hope that is in Christ. Because when you meet people in desperate situations, and it could be a desperate situation because of, you know, very physical needs like water, you know, one of the things that's easy to do is to lose hope. And we know as believers and Christians that we have an ultimate hope because of what Christ has done on the cross. And if we put our faith in him, then we can never be hopeless. And so we share that hope with others as we share with them the things to meet their physical needs.
And as our listeners and our readers receive this information, how would you like them to respond?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think is just to pray. Pray for, you know, the people that are, suffering from the effects of these droughts, you know, for the increased cost, and just pray that, that their needs would be provided. Pray that they would, in their midst of their desperate situation, that they would see ultimately their need for Christ, and that our national leaders that come across them as they share the message, that their eyes would be open and their hearts would respond, and they would surrender to Christ as their personal Savior. That's ultimately the greatest outcome. And then those who feel motivated and feel, they want to share, they have the compassion in their heart and they want to give in very tangible ways. We do have a disaster relief fund that allows us to be responsive to situations that come up in a very fast way, because most of the time disasters are immediate needs. And drought's a little bit different because it happens over time, but once the need is known, it's immediate. So, really you don't have a lot of time to appeal and ask people to give to this need. So we have a disaster relief fund that has money there so that we can respond appropriately and quickly to meet critical needs whenever they exist. So people could give to that, and we would definitely leverage those funds to meet physical needs, but also to share about who Christ is.
Wonderful. That wraps up my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that was very good. We just thank you for your partnership, and we love Mission Network News and your heart to get the message out about what God is doing around the world.